message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I'm embracing the anointing for a new season. Our theme of the month is our month of new season and great restoration. And I know there's somebody here today, you will assess that new season in the name of Jesus. A new season means a change of story. When you say a new season, it means a new story. Different from the old story. Haven't you gone to some people before and they are talking? You say, no, tell me another story. I've heard that one before. How many of you have been there before? Somebody is talking, said, no, tell me something else. I've heard that one. Is there anything new? A new season means saying a new story. One of our members was sharing with me, you know, some time ago, and told me, sir, my prayer point has not changed. You know, when you are trusting God to get married, you have a different prayer point. When you get married, you have a new prayer point. After you have children, you have new prayer point. That's what they call new season. As you are moving, you are getting a new story. And God will give you a favorable story today. Number two, what is a new season? A positive change which shifts destiny to a new level entirely. Somebody say positive change. There will be a positive change in your life this time. I said there will be a positive change in your life this time. A positive change which shifts destiny to a new level entirely. A positive change that shifts destiny to a new level entirely. Number three, what is a new season? It is the turning of ugly situations and circumstances to a beautiful one. The turning, the change of a situation from an ugly situation to a beautiful situation. I see somebody's life become beautiful today in the name of Jesus. You are not designed to be a struggler. You are not designed that the devil should limit you or suppress you. You came to your own. God brought you on your own. And he doesn't want you to struggle in any way. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Some version says to give you an expected end. That's a new season. And that is what God will do for you today in the name of Jesus. And a major tool for assessing a new season is called the anointing. It is called the anointing. The anointing is the supernatural power of God that lifts a man into his new season. What is the anointing? Again, it is the empowerment of the Spirit of God for supernatural accomplishment. The anointing is not actually only the oil. It is what is inside the oil that makes it really the anointing. You can just buy oil anywhere. If you use it to touch your head or touch your leg, it doesn't do anything. But the power content in that oil is what transforms it. The Spirit of God that enters that oil. Maybe it is oil that you use to fry your plantain at home. Maybe it is oil that you use oil for many things at home. Why doesn't it wrought miracles? But when the power of God enters that oil in your hands, then it becomes the anointing. It is the device to equip man for exploits. Anointing is the device that God uses to equip a man for exploits. It's a device. Quickly this morning, what are the benefits of the anointing that makes you go into new season? Number one is it breaks the yokes and chains of life. Isaiah 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So the anointing is for destruction of chains and yokes. Examples of yokes are 1a, sickness. Sickness is a yoke. James 5:14, is any sick among you? James 5:14, is any sick among you? Let him call upon the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, and the prayer of this righteous man to heal the sick. So, a yoke, sickness is a yoke. And every sickness that followed anybody here today will be arrested in the name of Jesus. It is totally arrested in the name of Jesus. Number two, kind of yoke, that is 1b. We are still on number one, benefits of anointing. I said breaking of yokes. And I said example of yoke, number one, is sickness. Number two example of a yoke is foolishness and dullness. When somebody is very foolish, acts foolishly, talks foolishly, behaves foolishly, or somebody is dull upstairs. Haven't you seen people before that when you see them, they look okay physically, but their head is empty. Their head, there is nothing in the head except for evil. 1 John 2 verse 27 explains to us that you are meant to be so wise that people will be wondering, what kind of person are you? Not to be a dog. Say, brethren, I write no more commandment unto you, but an old commandment. 1 John 2, 27. Thank you, Jesus. Not 7, 27. Thank you, Jesus. But the anointing, somebody say, but the anointing. But the anointing which you have received, which you are going to receive this morning, of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things. So the anointing is a tool for making you wise. It is a tool for bringing you out of foolishness and stupidity. Acting in a way that does not glorify God, the anointing removes that instant. And of course, 1C, I'm talking about how the anointing breaks yokes. It breaks the yoke of sin and carnality. It breaks the yoke of sin and carnality. Sinfulness, carnality. Romans chapter 8 verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and godliness. So you must realize that every one of us are destined to live with this anointing that will bring about a new season for us. Number two benefit of the anointing, I said number one is the breaking of yokes and chains. And I gave you 3 points under that. Number two benefit of the anointing is supernatural lifting. Someone say supernatural lifting. The anointing is a tool for the lifting of man. It lifts man from a low level to a high level. In 2 Samuel 5 verse 3. 2 Samuel 5 verse 3. So all the elders of Israel came to the king, to Hebron, and the king David. And the king David made a league with them. David was a nobody, but because of the anointing of his on his head, he was lifted. David made a league. Go on now. I've already quoted to that place. With him in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David over Israel. David became a king because of that anointing. No king reigns anywhere except his anointed. Nobody can give anybody kingship except the anointing. In 1 Kings 1:39, 1 Kings 1:39, Solomon was anointed and he was lifted. Solomon was not really qualified to be the king because he was the son of a concubine. But somehow, the anointing lifted him. And Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. That is how you'll be anointed today in the name of Jesus. And anointed Solomon and blew the trumpet. And not people said, God save King Solomon. God brought Solomon out of nowhere. I don't know where your village is. I don't know which town or state you are from. Maybe you are from the minority. Maybe you are from the low class. Through the anointing of today, you are ascending the throne that is meant for you. You are ascending the throne that is meant for you. When we are talking about the throne, it doesn't mean that you become a king. It doesn't mean that you become a governor. But you become a dominant force. Someone say dominant force. You become a dominant force in your area of business. If you are a teacher, you become the teacher. If you are a businessman, you become the reference point in the area of your calling. From today, that is what is going to be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Number three, benefit of the anointing is empowerment to do good. Anointing is what helps you to be able to do good. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, Acts 10 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. He went about, because of the anointing on Jesus' head, he went about and he was doing good, healing those who were sick and oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So the anointing is a tool to make you do good. How many of us want to do good in life? Let us see your evidence now. You desire to do good in life, then you need to be anointed. Say, Jesus went about how God and his only son. He could have said, just be doing it. He anointed him. How God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all those who were sick and oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. Anointing makes you do good. You will do good in life. I say you will do good in life. Number four, benefit of the anointing is victory in battles. Victory in battles. When you are facing battle, no matter how tough the battle is, the anointing quenches all battle. David, no king fought like King David. And he was always winning. Psalm 92 verse 10. My horn shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. And I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 10. He was a man that was drenched in the oil. He was a man that was not... You see, when you are oil dry, when you lack the anointing, you become vulnerable to attack. When you become a man or a woman that lacks the oil, then battle can continue and it can never finish. And if it finishes, it might not be in that person's favor, because while you lack oil, the devil will grind the person. But as for you, you will end up very victorious. You know that life is full of battles. Life, just take it from me today. Life is full of battles. As you are finishing one, because devil doesn't rest. He's doing it. I was telling the pastors yesterday night at the pastor's prayer meeting. I said, the devil is only doing his work. People say that devil. The devil has an assignment. John chapter 10 verse 10. To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He doesn't have any other assignment. That's why the Bible says that he's going to and fro, seeking what? Whom to devour. That's his own assignment. And today, his assignment in your family is hereby over in the name of Jesus. His assignment in your family is over in the name of Jesus. The anointing makes you a dominant force. You practically sit down on the head of your opponent. You are in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge. The anointing makes you victorious. It makes you victorious. Very, very victorious in every battle. I'm always so confident in battles because I know who will come out as the winner. I'm the one. So I want you to have that thing at the back of your mind. No matter what the devil tries to do, you are the one that will come out as the winner. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number 5, benefit of the anointing is anointing procures you breakthrough. Breakthrough. Every man of breakthrough is an anointed man. That's why if you are a businessman, you have to be an anointed businessman. If you are a lecturer, you have to be an anointed lecturer. If you are into selling water, you have to be an anointed water seller. If you are a doctor, you have to be an anointed doctor. Every task you are doing, you need the anointing for it. Because you need the anointing to break through. What is the meaning of breakthrough? Breakthrough means you are crushing barriers. Mountains stand before you, you crush them. Hindrances stand before you, you dislodge them. That's what they call breakthrough. You break through barriers. You break through, and it takes the anointing to be able to fight and break through barriers. Because a non-anointed person is weak and sloppy. But as from today, everything that stands as a barrier to your accomplishment and to your dream is removed in the name of Jesus. If there's anybody that is standing as a hindrance to where you are targeting to get to, God will remove them in the name of Jesus. I say God will remove them in the name of Jesus. And number 6, benefit of the anointing is favor. Everybody that accesses the anointing is favored. Is favored. Psalm 45 verse 8 to 9 and verse 12. When you are a man or woman of the anointing, you access favor. Things, nice things begin to smell all over you. People just want to favor you. People just want to bless you. Psalms 45, 8 to 9, and of course, verse 12. Nice things begin to smell all over your garments. All the garments smell of myrrh, aloes, cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they made thee glad. King's daughters are people that were reigning then. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ephah. Verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. And the daughters of Tyre shall be there with a gift. That is, people will be looking for you to give you gifts. People will be searching for you to give you gifts. This week, somebody will call you to give you a big gift. This week, somebody will seek your account number and send you a gift. This week, somebody will go out of his way to give you a gift. Because you carry the anointing. And of course, number 7, benefit of the anointing is divine protection. The anointed is the preserved and the protected. In Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 105 verse 14 and 15. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. Anybody that is anointed is preserved. He rebuked king. He beat up king because of them. You dare touch my anointed, but dead. You dare? You don't even have respect. In Psalm 89, verse 20, Psalms 89, verse 20 to 23, the Bible also explaining to us, he said, I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Now go on now. with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son. There are some people, they call them sons, or we can also call them daughters of wickedness. They will not be able to afflict him. Sons and daughters of wickedness will not be able to afflict you. And now we beat down his foes before his face. And now we plague them that hate him. An anointed person is a terrible person for you to hate. That's why from today, when you carry anointing, those that hate you, they are in trouble. Once they hate you, God said, if they hate you, I will plague them. You know the meaning of plague. Once God send a plague to a particular family, a plague can wipe out 100,000 people in 1 second. Plague, plague, plague. He said, when they hate you, I plague them. All those that hate you, God will plague them. All those that hate you and I, God will plague them today. I say, God will plague them today. Let me hear your loudest amen. The anointing makes you protected. God protected. That's why when you carry anointing, you don't fear anybody. You don't fear anybody. You don't fear anybody. You know you are protected. You know that story very well. In 2005 or 2004, December, I was coming back from a program with two of our people. And armed robbers, killers attacked us on the road. We're shooting. Stop them. Yeah, that's the person. That's the person. Kill them. And they were shooting. Back. I told the person driving, move. Don't stop. Bullets all over the car. When we came out without a scratch, the tires were saved. The engine was saved. Everything. Now, on the following morning, when the mechanic called the mechanic, please come and take the car to go and repair it. When the car was moving, police mistakenly saw the car. They pursued the car. They said this must be an armed robbery car because of the level of bullet throughout the back. And I was seated gloriously at the back like this. Cross leg. Lakuta barakata. Eleswazaza. Rekita baleata kanua lakaza. Rekita. That's how you are going to escape every trap of the wicked. Mama just gave you a testimony this morning. We traveled for a program, a minister's conference, and we were coming back. Just after we left Abuja, we entered a major desert. As in, there is nothing there. You look here, you look there. Nobody. No house. Nothing. And the car just went down. And it was raining heavily. I know, when it's not even raining, nobody wants to help anybody in Nigeria. Now, when it's raining, they will just be splashing water on you. And I just came down. Mama said, what are we going to do now? I said, I will look for a car for you. You go back. To a lawyer, I will sort out this problem. He said, no, I'm not going anywhere. We are here together to solve this problem. I said, okay, if we are here, give me the anointing oil. He said, for what? I said, give it to me. And I went like a soldier to the engine. Open this engine. Lakwata baratia tatata. Put your small there. You don't need to, you see, some of you waste your anointing oil. You don't need to pour point plenty as if you want to use it to bath. Small. Small anointing oil that has power carries weight. Put it on it. Place it. Father, take charge. The engine that did not kick before, that refused to start, suddenly life came to the engine. When they brought mechanic, the mechanic pressed the engine. And I started speaking Hausa, and I was, what is he saying? He said, this engine is very super. Engine was not super when we were coming. By the time anointing touched it, the thing carry weight. The thing carry power. The thing carry weight. From today, any wicked person that wants to harm you, God is going to silence them in Jesus' name. Listen, as God liveth, you will escape every embarrassment. I say, as God liveth, you will escape every embarrassment. I say, as God liveth, you will escape every embarrassment. Let me hear your loudest amen. So the anointing protects you. You are protected. You are preserved. From the wickedness of the wicked. Somebody's here today. Some of the people are trying to destroy you. Or some people are trying to shoot at you. Or some people are trying to destroy your health. They will fail massively. I said they will fail massively. The anointing that is coming on your head today is not ordinary oil. It's power. Latent power. That's why after it touches you, you begin to talk with power. You begin to dislodge every wicked. You silence everyone that says that you will not do well. As from today, you will enjoy peace of mind everywhere you go. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Quickly, this morning as I move on, what are the fundamentals necessary fundamental steps to the anointing for a new season. What are the necessary things for the anointing to work for you? Number one is walking in righteousness. Somebody say walking in righteousness. In Psalms 45 verse 6 to 7, Psalms 45 verse 6 and verse 7, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Thou lovest. Can we read it together, everybody? 1, 2. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above that. That's where we got oil of gladness from. The more you walk in righteousness, the more the anointing works for you. Righteous lifestyle makes the anointing to work. Anointing oil in the hands of a sinner is a useless tool. Because he loved righteousness and hated wickedness, then the anointing will work. Because he embraced righteousness and disliked, he has a dislike for wickedness. He doesn't like evil. Anointing will work. The more you hate sin and hate evil, the more the anointing will work for you. The more you have you don't like anything that is evil, your conscience is active. Your conscience is working. Your conscience pricks you. I've done something wrong. And then you quickly make the correct turn. Then the anointing can work for such a person. Sin places a limit on the anointing. If you need the anointing without limit, then you need to walk in sinlessness. You need to hate iniquity. You need to have a distaste for a life that does not glorify God. And from today, that grace is released on everyone here in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? If you want the latter rain, which is the anointing is actually latter rain. You want the latter rain, then you need to take your bath and become clean. You want the latter rain to fall on you, and you need to take your bath and become clean. When it's time for us to give our lives to Christ, we'll be coming back to this again. Number two, major fundamental for the anointing to work in our lives is to walk in love. All issues of life emanate from love. You see, the anointing is for service. And service, you can only serve those you love. You can't serve anybody you don't love. It is when love ends between a husband and a wife that the wife refuses to serve the husband again and the husband refuses to serve the wife again. When there is love, the service is continual. But when the wife says, I can't give you food again. When the husband says, I can't give you my money again, ever. My money will never touch your hand again. Then that is the beginning of the end of that relationship. The walk in love, the walk of love makes the anointing to work because the anointing is actually for service. The anointing is actually for service. I was not in that lady's house when she had pains in her body and she brought out the anointing and the mantle, prayed on in a service like this. And she said, I believe God. Oh Lord, I believe you. I believe everything where you say, as you talk, I'm all, you go do, I'm all, Baba God, oh, I. Baba God spoke, and he spoke through his servant, through his vessel, and somebody believed it. And you know that once you believe, anything can happen to you. Mark 9:23. If you can believe it, he can do anything for you. He can answer anything. God is ready to bless you if you are ready to believe him. And as she believed it, that pain disappeared. And I pray for somebody here today that as you are believed here today, and you are here because you will not, if you don't believe, you will not be here. I pray for you today, your faith will help you this morning in the name of Jesus. And so you must realize that walking in love always makes you more anointed. People always ask me, why do I have so much passion for this work? Why do I have so much? It's just because of the love of God and the passionate love for the people. I have never for once thought, what will I benefit from this work? What will come to my pocket? Are they going to give me something? It has never even crossed my mind before. The Bible says in Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, Songs of Solomon 8 verse 6, in the B part thereabout, it says, love is stronger than death. When you love somebody, it's stronger than death. The more you walk in love, the more your anointing grows. The more you walk in love, the more your anointing grows. Love is stronger than that. So when you walk in love, your anointing will be growing. When you are in a department and you love God, you love the people, your anointing will be growing. Your anointing will be growing. Your anointing will be growing. Love makes your anointing to increase. The more you love God and love the people, it will be giving you more anointing. Pouring you more anointing. Giving you more anointing. Giving you more anointing. And I pray for somebody here today. A baptism of the spirit of love for God and for the people rests upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. It rests upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. From today, your heart will be panting after God. I can hear your amen. Amen. Let the amen be like a prayer for dollars. Because you see, when you love God, you are made. I tell you sincerely. If you can love God and love human beings like you, who are just like God, made in the image of God, you are made. I pray for somebody here today, grace to love God more, be released in the name of Jesus. Number three, how can your anointing, what are the fundamentals for the anointing that make it to increase and bring about new season, is be praiseful. Be praiseful. Nothing makes your anointing to grow like praise. The more you praise God, the more your anointing increases. Complainers and those that don't praise God, their anointing never increases. There are many times I finish the service here, and it's as if I should have three more services to start with, to continue with. The more you praise God, you are not dry of anointing. You are not dry of anointing because you are always thanking God. When you are thanking God, always He lavishes you with anointing. That's why it's not good to frown your face so that you don't drown your life. It's not good to frown your face. After all the frowning of your face, what has He added to you now? After all the frowning, you are looking like a soldier. Whereas you never lived in a barrack before. You never even passed through barrack before. People are even scared to even greet you. When they cannot finish it, they say, they take cover. Let your heart be praiseful. Let the joy of the Lord ooze out of your heart. Leave your problems aside. Leave your challenges aside. As if they don't exist. Because very soon they will not be in existence again. I say very soon they will not be in existence again. Those things that are very, very challenging, and I'm telling you this prophetically and sincerely, you will search for them and you will not find them again. I say you will search for them and you will not find them again. Can I hear your loudest amen? All those problems that looks as if they will fill up Dangote trailer. Very, very soon, God will resolve every one of them. Not one will be left unattended to. If I were you, I would say louder amen. Listen to me, even this week, you will see miracles. 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 Somebody shout, I receive it. So, be praiseful. Exodus 15, verse 1. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. God inhabits our praises. He loves praise. 15, verse 11. Beg your pardon. Exodus 15 verse 11. God always is a man that loves our praise. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises? He always does wonders. Anywhere God sees praises, He's at rest there. People wonder why God is. Why do we always praise God? What is it? What is there? Why is it? People are wondering. Somebody was telling me this week that somebody who is not a member of this church always watches our church on the internet every Sunday after our own church because of the addiction of praise of his church. And then when he gets back home, he stay around the same place. The person will say, this is what they taught you in the service today. This is what happened in your church today. This is how they dance in your church today. The person will say, how come? Say, I cannot miss the church. I pray for somebody here today. An addiction to praise shall be your portion. An addiction to praise will be your portion. All the days of your life, you'll be very, very thankful. You'll be very, very thankful. And your tank will be very, very full. In the name of Jesus. Conclusion. The anointing is only given to those who are ready to submit their life to Jesus. You see, it is in the submission of our lives to God as a living sacrifice that the anointing works. Anointing cannot work if our life is not in 100% submission.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.